Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know, you gotta wonder how much more in our face China could get with their bioterrorism.
Yeah.
Before we wake up. They must just sit around in their closed-door Communist Party meetings in awe. By my count, they've killed somewhere between 1 and 1.5 million of us just in the last 5 years, 6 years, five, 6 years. You go back to 2017, really. And one of the most stunning things, I mean, if you put it all together, it really is amazing, Lee. One of the most mind-blowing things, and again, only the New York Post really latched onto this, tariff meeting, China, a couple of weeks ago, Scott Bessent sitting there. And China, for the first time, admits, yeah, we killed y'all with fentanyl deliberately. And offers to stop as part of tariff negotiations. Hey, we might not be able to agree to your trade terms, but, like, we'll stop killing Americans. They'd never admitted to it before. They'd always denied it. Not some other gangster somewhere. We're not involved. They admitted it. In case you're keeping track, that's 250,000 of us, just fentanyl, since 2017. And don't tell me, well, that was just some dirty heroin addicts anyway. No, our own sheriff has found pot laced with fentanyl. 50% of high schoolers will try pot before they graduate. That's mass murder. That's what that is. They know it. We know it. Everybody knows it. Then we find their bioweapons lab run by an illegal immigrant who came down here from Canada. He's Chinese. When we get his text to find out, what were you doing with deadly strains of COVID illegally kept in a warehouse? He said he was trying to slay the wolf. Talking about the American wolf. Pretty clear to me. He was funded by the Chinese Communist Party, a company affiliated with them. You're not allowed to operate out of China if you're not affiliated with them. All companies are affiliated with them, whether they want to be or not. Found the bioweapons lab. FBI came, swooped up the samples. Never heard a darn thing about it since, have we? Super nope. Duper convenient. Nope. Now it's an agro-terror weapon. And that in the middle of a new strain of COVID, which, by the way, you know what causes these pandemics now? Trade negotiations. Trade negotiations cause pandemics. 1-to-1 ratio, direct link every time. Trump had them over a barrel. Last time he had won, he forced them to sign a trade agreement. They said, okay, we want an out clause. If there's a pandemic, 6 weeks later, the thing was loose. Here we are again, literally 6 weeks later. Lee, there are 145 nations on Earth. What are the odds new variants keep coming out of China? What are the odds of that? I want to invest in that. I want to invest in something with odds like that. That was last week. The mainstream media is still walking around like, oh, yeah, this is totally normal for new COVID variants to come right out of China where the Wuhan lab is. Yeah, totally normal. Yeah, no, just another bioweapon. Just ignore that. Folks, it's so ridiculous. The Chinese government is putting out press releases about the variant. Yeah, it started here in China. Let me spell this out. Bio attack. But if that wasn't enough for us to finally get these people are our mortal enemy. When I say 1.5 million of us dead, I'm counting fentanyl, I'm counting COVID. Take the COVID numbers. We lied about them, admittedly. It's probably about half of a million, not a million, because the way we coded it. They could get a positive test on you. They coded you as a COVID death, even if you died in a, you know, head-on collision with a semi. It didn't matter. But about half a million they killed, roughly. And they're getting the idea, Lee, that we will let them kill us as long as they keep the cheap stuff coming.
Yep.
And this is a problem.
That's sad.
This is a problem because they are in your face. For them to do this right now, this is an agroterrorism agent. It's a fungus. If it gets out and gets into our crops, particularly wheat, we are cooked.
Well, it's you won't cook because won't there won't cook. Be flowers. Yeah. But anyway.
This does real physical harm to people, including reproductive harm. These Chinese nationals, University of Michigan, smuggle it into the country. Chinese students arrested. They said they were going to work on it in the lab there at Michigan.
Yeah, how'd that work out in Wuhan?
Not so good. Not so good. Now ask yourself this, were you going to use it in a lab in Michigan? But don't you have labs in China? We can do something with it there if you're going to, I don't know, try to save us from the pathogen or some other stupid story you cooked up.
I don't know. How about some isolated island in the South Pacific? Why not just try it there so that you don't have the possibility of getting it escaping, you know, into our agricultural industry?
How about not at all?
No, now there's that option
that
too.
That could yeah, be, that would be, yeah.
Best option, yes.
Yeah. Here's the interesting thing. They confiscated the phones. One of these two had phones, plural.
Yeah.
And guess what they found? An article titled 2018 Plant Pathogen Warfare. Wonder why you'd read that while smuggling a bioweapon into the United States of America. Can't imagine. Can't imagine. She, by the way, is a member in good standing of the Chinese Communist Party. That is not an easy thing to achieve in China. You either have to be born into it because they are practically royalty. It's about 1,000 families. They're an oligarchy. They're not really even a communist regime. They just cover themselves in communism so that the left will give them a pass. But there's about 1,000 families. You either have to be born into it or they recruit you from a very young age, like what our equivalent of sixth grade would be, and then they mind meld you. And if you do everything right and work really hard, you can be a member of the Communist Party. It's not an easy thing to do. You really have to be loyal, and they will know if you are not. She's a member of the Communist Party. Most people don't know that, that most Chinese are not. They're not allowed to be, even if they want to be.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FBI Director Kash Patel, Lee, called the attempt a direct threat to national security. You bet it is. You bet it is. But let's go ahead and bomb Russia again. Why don't we?
Well,
when was the last pathogen they sent our way? Don't remember that. Well, how many of us have they killed recently? Not a one. Not a one. But, you know, let's go play games over there.
There are serious problems with Russia, with North Korea, with Iran. But there is no greater existential threat to this country than the Chinese Communist Party. Not Chinese people, but the Chinese Communist Party.
Of course, yeah.
And there are the efforts to end the visas and the student visas for Chinese individuals in this country, that's a good thing. This is evidence, once again, that the Chinese are playing the long game.
Mm-hmm.
They are planning the demise of this country. And the Chinese Communist Party does not care how many millions of Americans they kill with whatever weapon they choose to use, whether it is nuclear weapons, whether it is agro-terrorism, whether it is biological weapons, whether it is economic terrorism. They do not care. And they are playing the long game because they want to be the dominant government in the world, period, end of story. That is the goal. That is the stated goal. And we need to have a government and a defense department and a State Department and a Department of Homeland Security that considers China and its allies the number one security threat, national security threat to this nation. We need to take every possible step we can to limit their influence. The ability of the Chinese to come in here to this country to buy land near U.S. military bases.
It's insane.
Guess what could easily happen? We just saw that in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. This is exactly what could happen here, is that those land purchases for farms or whatever they say that they are near U.S. military bases easily could be shipping in some type of weapon that could take out our military aircraft, our ICBMs, their infiltration into our internet through the devices that we buy from them all the time with embedded software and cellular technology, which could allow them to control all kinds of things that are going on in this country, whether it is the grid, whether it is software that regulates business or is, you know, industry or whatever. They are playing the long game. We are foolish to try to make excuses and look for an opportunity to democratize China. That's never going to happen.
Unless we collapse the Communist Party.
Exactly.
And for the life of me, I don't know why Trump stepped off the gas with China. I don't get it. I mean, the New York Post was absolutely baffled a few weeks ago and said, look, we were on the verge within weeks of having 15 million unemployed Chinese. They were already burning down factories. That's when you put the hammer down. We have one chance. There's only one way this can go. But can you imagine, Lee, a world in which China is the dominant lone superpower?
Well,
what a horror show that would be.
Yeah, exactly.
Horrifying.
And all you have to do is look at what they are doing around the world right now. And the things that they have done in Southeast Asia, the things that they have done in Africa, they're trying to get themselves into the Middle East. They're partnering with Russia now because what is going on internationally is, if you see things heat up in Europe, watch out Taiwan.
Oh, yeah. No,
because
all of that's coming.
This is all – every bit of this is connected. The war in Ukraine, what's going on with Iran and Israel, and what's going on in China with respect to Taiwan, all of this is related because they want the West and the U.S. to be preoccupied in so many different areas that they can then weaken our defenses and our offensive capabilities so they can then do their plan.
Absolutely. And we got basically two choices. We can either crush China through trade – and I'm talking leaders of the Chinese Communist Party dragged out of their houses by these mobs, because it'll come to that. They will starve. That's what needs to happen. There is no other way forward. That sounds bad, but the Chinese Communist government's already said, we'll starve our people before we will capitulate. Well, we can either go that way with tariffs. It'll work, as the New York Post explained, likely. Or we can fight them in a kinetic war. Two options. We don't have another option. We don't have a, hey, open your markets to us and we'll trade with you. That only ends one way. Lone superpower, millions of Americans dead. They've already got, what, 1.5 million of us? Something like that? They aren't going to stop. This is just the latest. Oh, and that doesn't even capture the kill switches we've found in the last 2 weeks on their solar panels where they connect to the grid so they can shut down the grid. And we're like, yeah, it does sell us some more cheap stuff. Not, folks, not a long-term plan for survival at all. We have got to get serious.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.